Hey everybody, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. And boy, that was Jesse J with the Price Tag. And you are listening to Money and Change on the Trim Radio Network live. Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of stuff has been going on. And if you are not keeping abreast of things, I'll tell you what, it's getting a little wild out there. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about, but before we do, we've got to give a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. We also have a lot of other shows that are right here on the Trim Radio Network. We've got the Bend Radio Show, and we have Ranch It Up. We have Living with Christ God with Michael Bejas. We've got Money and Change. And we have much more because we've got the weekly music countdown with Nixie. We've also got the Take Point 22, the Natural Marketer podcast, My World, every Wednesday. I got to put a plug in for that every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And we've also got Rascala's Red Pill reality show. And for some reason, I was listening the other night to Rascala, and he had a person on there as a guest, and I think it was what looked like to be Tony Hall, who used to be a congressman from Ohio. I think that was the one. Anyhow, they had a very good show, and Rascala, if you're watching, come on. I want the green pill. I don't want the red pill or the blue pill. I need the green pill. It's just a little joke between me and Rascala. Anyhow, check us out and, you know, help support the show by buying the merchandise, or as Michael say, buy the merch. Anyhow, we've got all kinds of stuff. We've got insulated water bottles. We've got the mugs. We've got shirts, all kinds of stuff. Hoodies. Check us out at trimradio.com. And that's all you have to do. Tell your friends about us. And, you know, we have a good time doing the show. We present a lot of good information for you. So you can always listen to us on trimradio.com. And you can partner with us if you want. And you can support the station by buying the merch. And, you know, check us out. And if you want to do your own show, contact us and we will run you through the procedure to do your own show. And I'm having a blast. And I know Rascala's doing the same thing, and the same thing with Michael. And we have a good time doing it. Well, hey, you know, we also have a Facebook site. I want to say website, but it's basically a Facebook page. And we talk about a lot of different stuff. I present a lot of different stuff on there on Money and Change. And it's on our Facebook site. So just go to facebook.com and do a search for Money and Change. And you can see what we've got to offer. A lot of different things when you go to that page. And I do a lot of different postings. And a lot of things that I like to do is, you know, pass out good information when I can, because, hey, it's out there. And sometimes you just don't get good information. You have to really do a lot of good searching. And that's one of the key things, is doing the due diligence and the searching for your own information. You have to do that. We also have other friends that I like to do a plug, you know, a shout out to. The University of Findlay at www.findley.edu. The swim team, I believe, qualified 17 for the national swim team events in Division II NCAA swim. Guess what? They placed 10th in the nation overall. But to qualify 17 people for that meet in Indianapolis, that was a good going. Check out the University of Findlay. If you're into sports, Division II sports, they have good sports there, good facilities, great instructors. But I'll tell you what, you go there to get an education. And the University of Findlay is a very good school. And visit the campus, talk to the professors, take the tours. look at the facilities, and I'll tell you what, it's a good school to go to. It really is. You can get a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, or a doctoral degree. The doctoral degrees are in education and, let's see here, education, physical therapy, pharmacy. I think that's about it. There are more. I know there are more. Too many. They've got like 80 master's programs and a lot of bachelor degree programs. You just check them out. It's a good school. I know I went there. I went to about six other schools too. Actually, yeah, six other schools. A lot of education. And the best time that I had was actually at the University of Findlay. Check them out there in Findlay, Ohio. www.findlay.edu. Also, check out Rusty Duck's Custom Pens. Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks, he does an excellent job. He's on Facebook. He does custom pens and the center section, and that's the center section is called the blank. And he will do the design work and the manufacture of the pens. They're all custom. And whether or not you have a high school, a grade school, or business, college, university, he makes custom pens for everybody. He does a fantastic job. And nothing goes out of that shop until it is absolutely perfect and it's on a cross pen platform. It's one of the best pen platforms that you can get. And both Michael Bejas and myself have those pens. He does a fantastic job. And Michael will attest to that. Well, hey guys, a lot of different things that are going on. And if you check out, well, Money and Change every Sunday, 7 o'clock, we try to update you with all the financial news that's been going on, as well as other things, and try to help you save some money along the way and prepare for tough times, which are coming. Another thing is we also do My World every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And we can talk just about anything on My World. And we have a good time doing it. And we get a little crazy sometimes and we joke around. And we just have a good time on Wednesday nights. Also, you want to check out the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. And the question is, are they going to stay in Wisconsin or are they going to move to Iowa? You know, they used to be in Florida, then they moved to Ohio, then they moved to Wisconsin, the middle of Wisconsin. And they have a farm there. And they do a lot of different things. They're interesting people. I've met them. I've talked to them. I've corresponded with them. They're great people. And you just have to check them out. And they're on YouTube with the Big Family Homestead. So whether or not they're going to stay in Wisconsin or they're going to move to Iowa, we'll find out. Also, a big shout out to Danny and Wanda King at the Deep South Homestead down at Wiggins, Mississippi. It's about 100 miles north of the Gulf of Mexico. Check him out. Danny is such a plethora of information, not only on growing crops and farming, but he also talks about saving money and putting up with the shenanigans we have to put up with, if you know what I mean. Okay. Check up with Dave Kobler at Southern Prepper One. He's doing boots on the ground again, and I've known Dave for quite a while. I've talked to him before. Good guy, very knowledgeable. Also, check out Prepper Nurse. He's still digging his tunnel down in West Virginia and putting up with some of the mud and things that he has to deal with on his little plot of land on the side of a hill. Come to think of it, most of West Virginia is on the side of a hill. Also, you want to check out Appalachia's Homestead with Patara because she does an excellent job telling it like it is and what's going on in Eastern Tennessee. And I believe she's around the Knoxville region, University of Tennessee area. I've been through Knoxville a couple of times, nice area. And then you go on down to Sevierville and Dollywood and Gatlinburg and all of that. It's beautiful country down there. But I'll tell you what, you just have to check out that area. And she's from there, and she kind of tells people the way it really is with common people. So you want to check that out. Well, hey, you know, we always do a disclaimer during the show, and up in the chat, and we do have a chat line. I do have a chat there, and it has all of the different things pertaining to what we need as far as a disclaimer. But the information contained in this presented material is from posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program, and nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. I always have to do that disclaimer. It's just one of those things. You know, there's so much information out there, and it can change from time to time. And you have to keep abreast of everything that's going on. You really do. So, you know, we posted a few things. Patara was talking about this week, an economic bloodbath. That video is posted. Do you have your tornado safety kit because of the tornadoes that happened around our neck of the woods here in Western Ohio? Oh, just a lot of stuff going on. Do you have a vitamin D deficiency? Well, there's some types of symptoms that you get for a deficiency of that, and health benefits. That was posted. I thought, well, okay, that would be a good one. Patara talked about job loss in rural America. And then we've got Prepper Princess. And Amber Stork is out in California, and she's been talking about, it seems like everybody's just given up because of the economy and everything. And it's nothing to give up on. What you have to do is use the old noggin up here and be wise about all your purchases, no matter where you're at. And you can check us out on Money and Change / Financially Prepped on Facebook. And I was just checking, and we are live. It is showing up on our Facebook page. And so we're doing very good. Well, hey, let's get into the business of business. You know what I mean? There was an article that was out there, "The Insanity in Our World is Driven by Money Printing." And Marty Bent, B-E-N-T, at bombthrower.com. What a name! Oh, what a name. Marty says, fix the money, fix the world. And that's true. And they posted a chart about it. And you take a look at all the money that's out there now. Is it based on gold and silver? No. For the most part, it's fiat. It's paper money. Just paper money. They're trying to put us into a situation with digital money. And every time you get paid, it's in ones and zero types thing electronically. And who controls it? The government does. They basically control you. You don't vote their way. Bingo, you don't get your retirement this month. Or you don't get paid in your credits. Or credits get taken out if you've not been a good person. Sounds like something that China would do, doesn't it? Well, Marty was saying broken money leads to leads people to store their value in suboptimal vehicles like housing, you know, buying a big house and you go into debt. I mean, the interest rates on houses, it's a good thing my house is paid off. And it's been paid off for probably 15, 16 years. And what I did, I took a much higher payback. So I cut my time in half. And that was one of the best things that I could have done. So here I am, it's been 15, 16 years, and I don't have a house payment. And I can take and bank that money and use that money for other things. The other thing is you have to take a look at the houses right now. Some people out in the western portion of the United States, they might buy a $1 million house. And they're in debt up to their nose and beyond, if you know what I mean. And what do? They keep making the payments on the house or the condo, whatever. And then they find out, I'm making decent money, but I'm also paying out a lot of money for a house. And I can't afford to live maybe on what I make. Maybe I'm just breaking even. Case in point, I had a friend of mine that came back to my hometown. She lived in California, and she ended up having a divorce. They split the property, and she took her half, and it was a multi-million dollar estate. She took her half, came back here. She paid cash for a brand new house. Okay, beautiful place. And could set up businesses, and she still does her accounting business from here, and she has all of her clients out in California. But the housing market out there is just out of sight. Houses are expensive anymore. I live in a one-floor ranch-style house with two bedrooms, a nice garage, nice land, about a quarter of an acre, which is fine for me. And my taxes are low. I think it's about $1,200 a year. I'm sorry. People down in Cincinnati were paying about $2,000 a half in some areas. In other areas out in California, it's a lot higher. But you pay out all that money, and the cost of living is so high. And you have to find a place where the cost of living isn't that high. Marty was also saying the excess and decadence enabled by a world to run on broken, easy money allows people to live in a detached reality. Yeah, it happens. You're making a lot of good money, and maybe you're living in a house. You've got everything. You've got your cable TV with all the sports channels. You've got all your fancy stereo equipment, entertainment system. You've got a fancy car and so forth. But here you are. You're paying it off. It's instant gratification. I've always said, no matter where, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, be able to preserve and store water, make sure you have your medications, make sure you have the proper shelter. And you're saying, well, you sound like a prepper. Maybe I could be a sensible prepper, because I look at it this way. If I use my credit card to buy anything, when I get the bill, I pay it off. I don't pay interest on my credit cards. Interest will kill you. There was a report that I was reading earlier in the week where people are using their credit cards to go out and buy their food, and then they pay the minimum, and it builds up and up and up. And they say, gee, I'm going broke. I can't afford food. So I'm using credit card. Well, what are you doing? It's building up. You only use a credit card knowing that you can pay it off when you get the bill, or at least the second month, pay it all off. You never want to carry anything on any credit card. And credit cards right now are getting bad. And it varies on your rates. You could be doing 17% on a credit card, or even up to 21% on a credit card. And if a bank was charging me that much, I don't know if I'd keep the credit card at all. But if you pay down your debt and you take that money and you put it aside, what you've saved, put it aside every paycheck, it builds up and it gets more and more and more. And you set up an emergency fund. If your car breaks down, or you get a hole in the roof, or water heater. You know, water heaters are $1,500 for a basic water heater? $1,500. And if you went to Home Depot or Lowe's and you bought the same water heater for, I'm going to say, $550 to $600, that's fine, but then when the plumber gets done with you, that's going to be another $1,000 added on, or maybe more. And some people say, well, I can do it myself. Okay, that's fine as long as you can, but a lot of people can't. And so they're paying out big money for a water heater. Same thing for furnaces, HVAC. So you have to build up a safety account. You have to put some money back. Don't touch it. Put it in a separate savings account. If you can find a bank that'll give you some decent interest, that's good, because a lot of them don't. The other thing is, make sure that you can get by in a calamity. Do you have water stored up? Do you have 3 or 4 cases of bottled water? Do you have other forms of storing bulk purified water? Remember, it takes 1 gallon to 2 gallons per person in your household per day. It's a necessity. You have to. So when you put your money aside and you buy some long-term food, it can be canned goods, because canned goods can last up to 5 years as long as the cans aren't split or dented. They can be freeze-dried. They could even be MREs. You start getting into MREs, they're expensive. And they give you the calories, but I'm not so sure that you really want to get into those. You can get freeze-dried foods. You can go to emergency essentials and buy things like that. You can go to the LDS, Latter-day Saints, and you can buy from them certain types of canned goods that are dried foods that are good for up to 20 years, I believe. You just have to check into that. But paper money is fiat money. It's basically what I like to call fake money. It's not like gold. It's not like silver. And a lot of people, after they've paid down their debt and they've put the money aside and they have a little bit left over and they want to invest in gold or silver, it's a hedge against calamity. Also, you might want to find a good place to store your money at home. Because if the bank suddenly shut down and you have to pay your bills, you got to buy food, got to have gasoline to go to work or whatever, got to have money. And if there's something wrong with the electrical system, your credit cards don't work, the banks aren't going to be open, so you better have some extra money set aside. And I think I've talked about this on every daggone show that I've ever done, but it's so important. And if you just follow those suggestions, If you lose your job, you've got food to feed your family, maybe for 3 months, maybe 6 months, maybe a year. But when everything goes to you know where in a handbasket, you cannot depend on the government to bail you out. You cannot depend on social agencies to bail you out. You can't depend on churches to bail you out. They can only do so much. So you're on your own. Remember that. So approach every day like, hey, it's an important thing. One thing that came out the other day, and I listened to Greg Hunter, the USWatchdog.com, and a couple other sources. Remember when they were saying, oh, you have to take the jab? Oh, you can't go to work until you take the jab, or you can't do this until you have the jab, or you can't go to a concert until you've had the jab. I mean, I ran into that with the Doobie Brothers concert in Cincinnati. If you didn't have the jab, you couldn't go. I mean, that was forcing you to take the jab. Well, I didn't, and I didn't go to the concert. I refuse to be coerced like that. And there were a lot of people that were talking about ivermectin. Remember I talked a little bit about ivermectin before? I-V-E-R-M-E-C-T-I-N. And it has other uses other than what it's intended to be used for, I'll put it that way. And I'm not a doctor, but I try to follow things as much as I can. This ivermectin deal, I have known people, and Greg Hunter and Betsy Eads and a bunch of whole bunch of other people have said, take ivermectin and you won't have the problem with getting the bug, you know, the woohoo flu and all that kind of stuff, no matter how you call it. And if you do get it, take ivermectin or take hydrochloroquine is the other one. And there are other things that you can take. Well, Betsy Eads was on with Greg Hunter, and they were talking about this yesterday. And I watched the whole show. And right now, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, settles the ivermectin case and agrees to remove controversial Stop It post. This came out, Zachary Stieber, S-T-E-I-B-E-R, at the Epoch Times. And it said the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has agreed to remove social media posts and web pages that urged people to stop taking ivermectin to treat COVID-19. And this was dated as of March 21st. And it said in the article, the FDA has already removed a page that said, should I take ivermectin to prevent or treat COVID-19? No. Well, within 21 days, the FDA will remove another page titled, why you should not use ivermectin to treat or prevent COVID-19, according to the settlement announcement, which was filed with the federal court in Southern Texas. You can check this out on Zero Hedge. And I will post a link to it so you can read it for yourself. And even Rascala was talking on the Red Pill show about people having COVID and they were denied ivermectin, which could have basically solved it in the first place. And had they had to go to the hospital, they were in the hospital for an extended period of time, and they wanted to put them on remdesivir, I think is what it was, and possible light sedation. Well, some of those people actually died. And when it gets hitting you close to home, I have a friend who ended up getting the woohoo flu because she has heavy public contact with her clients, and she ended up going to the hospital. And the local hospital couldn't provide for her, so she had to go to another hospital, I don't know, about 40 miles away. And she was trying to tell the doctor, put me on ivermectin and I will be out of here. That's all I need is ivermectin. And the doctor says, you know, we can't do that. And we're going to have to put you on something else like remdesivir or whatever. And she said, no, I don't want that. I want the ivermectin so I can get out of here. Well, no, you had to go on their protocol, and she was there 2 weeks. She lost a lot of work time money because she was self-employed. And here she is. She had to recuperate at home for another 2 months before she could go back to work. It all came out of her savings. Her insurance would only pay so much. I think she had the supplemental insurance, you know, with the duck. Aflac. And I think that helped. But it really hurt. When the hospital and the doctors already knew there were alternative treatments for the bug, if you know what I mean. Well, now things are starting to come out. And the FDA is having to backwalk on some of the stuff that they've done. I heard another story about Kate Middleton over in England. They said she had some type of a turbo cancer. She was ill. And recently this morning, they had to operate. King Charles ended up with a turbo cancer because he got the shot. A lot of crazy stuff is coming out, and it's going to be interesting because there's a prediction, and it was made on Greg Hunter's show, and I don't take everything that Greg says to gospel 100%, but he backs it up with a lot of information, a lot of factual information, and yeah, in 2025, there could be a lot of deaths because of the jab. The other thing is, too, and Betsy Eats was talking about it, people who have had the jab can take other medications to lessen the effects of it. But also, the people that didn't get the jab are in danger of being infected. So you have to, you know, wash your hands, make sure that you're not around a bunch of sneezy, wheezy people. And check out Greg Hunter with his show, USA Watchdog. You won't find it on YouTube. You'll have to find it on Rumble, rumble.com. And that's one thing you have to check out. But the FDA is finally buckling a little bit. And some of those doctors are able to sue for to get their licenses back, because there were a bunch of them that said, well, I'm not going to treat people because I can't use ivermectin. I can't use other things. So just my advice is, do your own due diligence. Check out Greg Hunter at usawatchdog.com. Some of his shows with Betsy Eads, Dr. Betsy Eads, and there are some others. And they tell you basically what you could do to either keep from getting it or mitigate the situation if you do get it. Okay. So that's my public service announcement. And we'll go ahead and get that posted so you can follow along. I'll put it on our Facebook page right after the show. If you ran a business and you were in Philadelphia, I just read something today. It was a little concerning. Philadelphia sets an 11 p.m. curfew for all businesses in drug-riddled Kensington section of city. And the article says, slowly but steadily, Philadelphia drug-ridden Kensington section is all but shutting down. The area, best known for its zombie-like appearance, is now forcing 24-hour businesses like gas stations and convenience stores to shut down between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. Because what better way to address the drug problem than shut down law-abiding businesses in the area? And government is thinking outside the box with your tax dollars. Whatever happened to police enforcement? Obviously, it didn't help in San Francisco and some of the other larger towns, cities. But NBC Philadelphia said approximately 90 businesses will be affected. And establishments holding a liquor license within the specified zone will be exempt from these new rules, allowed to keep their operations open till 2 a.m. Oh, so now we have the drug issue, and now we're going to say, okay, we'll allow you to do liquor too. Somebody isn't thinking. I don't think I'd want to be in Philadelphia. Larger cities, some are nice and some can really creep you out, if you know what I mean. What about Bidenomics? Are we really doing well under Bidenomics? How many people are unemployed? How many factories have been shut down? How many food processing places have been shut down? I guess Tyson is going to shut down a chicken processing place. And others have shut down, and places have burned down and so forth. It's affecting our food supply. It didn't happen under previous presidents, did it? It's kind of crazy. What's going on here? Well, Mike Shedlock at mishtalk.com, it's mishtalk.com, said Bidenomics, U.S. drops out of the top 20 happiest nations in the world for the first time. And he said, for the first time in the history of the report, the U.S. dropped out of the top 20 happiest nations. The youth poll, 30 and under, is a disaster for U.S., Germany, Canada, France, Japan, and China. And according to the list on Mishtalk, we are at the 23rd. Germany is 24th. Mexico is 25th. Well, what's the happiest place? Finland. Finland, then Denmark, then Iceland, Sweden, Israel, Netherlands, Norway, Luxembourg, Switzerland, Austria. You know, I had an employee that used to work for me in the early days, and Kathy became a travel agent. She moved to Luxembourg. And she married somebody in Luxembourg, and she's been there for years, probably still doing travel work. But can you imagine Finland, Denmark, Iceland, Sweden, Netherlands, Norway, Luxembourg, Switzerland, and Austria all being happier than what we are here? It kind of tells you something. I mean, you know, how do we determine happiness? Well, the top 10 countries, according to the report, have remained much the same since before COVID. And Finland's still on top, with Denmark now very close, and all five Nordic countries in the top 10. But the next 10, there is more change with the transition countries in Eastern Europe rising out of happiness. And that's like Czechia, Czechoslovakia, Lithuania, and Slovenia. And partly for the reason that the United States and Germany have fallen to 23rd and 24th in the rankings. You know, happiness trends by age group in North America, happiness has fallen so sharply for the young that they are now less happy than the old. And by contrast, the transition countries of Central and Eastern Europe, the young are much more happier than the old people. And there are global trends all over the globe, different trends, different happiness levels. Negativity plays a part. Negative emotions are more frequent in the 2006 and 2010 everywhere except East Asia and both parts of Europe, according to the report. And millennials and Zoomers, Gen Z, Asian generation, both matter for happiness. You got to be happy. Think happy. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Remember the Bobby McVeron? You have a lot of job loss. You have a lot of inflation, and it's hard to make a living. You're working two and three jobs just to support your family. It's expensive. And speaking of expense, here's one I found out. Jeffrey Tucker from Epoch Times said, the Hertz meltdown reveals scale of the EV debacle. And the artificial boom and then meltdown of the EV, the electric vehicle market, is a modern industrial calamity. And it was created by government, social media, wild disease frenzy, far-flung thinking, and irrational chasing of utopia, followed by a rude awakening of facts and reality. There were a lot of cars that were made, and in cold temperatures, the batteries don't work well. So the EV, electric vehicles, don't work well. The replacement of the batteries, high cost. And so according to the report, the Biden administration is not the same as pleasing customers, you know? The key issues with the electric vehicles or the EVs, according to the report, is the cost of upfront is much higher. The cars are more expensive. Why? Because the batteries are more expensive. Financing charges are higher. EVs depreciate at a higher rate than internal combustion cars. The insurance is more expensive by at least 25%. And if your car catches fire in your garage and destroys your house because of it, guess what? Your insurance is going to go up or be canceled. Fact of life. Repairs are much more expensive on electrical vehicles, the EVs. And even if you can get them done at all, it takes longer. Tires are more expensive and don't last as long because the car is so heavy. Refueling is not easy, and there are missteps that can have nightmare consequences. And more than likely, the cars catch fire. Now, one thing I do carry in my car is a fire extinguisher. Another thing that I just recently purchased, and my car is not electrical vehicle, an EV. I'll never have one. I never want one. Elide, E-L-I-D-E, makes these balls. And they have a fire suppressant built in them. And you toss them into the fire, there's a fuse that ignites a charge that blows this white powder everywhere and smothers the fire. They're good for trash bin fires, house fires, whatever. Small fires. I mean, big things. They don't make one big enough for that. But I actually bought six of them, and I'm going to store them in the house, in the car, and in other places where I think, yeah, there could be a fire and it needs to be extinguished quickly. Well, these things would work, especially up in the attic if the attic gets hot. And there's a fire due to a fan not working. Hey, that's one of the big things there. And these things, I've seen videos, they do work. They're made by Elide, Elide. You can get them on Amazon, and that's where I got mine. And two per pack. So, Hertz is having a meltdown on their electric vehicles. I saw things where some companies are coming out with electric fire trucks. What happens if they run out of batteries? Well, they got a generator in the back. What's the generator run on? Diesel? I'm not sold on electric vehicles. They might have certain applications, but I'm not really happy with that. There was a thing on how to reach financial freedom in the Investopedia. And I'll put that one on the website. It goes like this. You set life goals. What do you want to do? You make a monthly budget. Remember, I've talked about budgets before. Make a monthly budget. Pay off credit cards in full. Oh my God. Haven't I been saying that? Create automatic savings. Automatically take some money out of your paycheck and put it into a savings account that you don't touch. That's your emergency fund. Watch your credit score. Negotiate for goods and services. Some places you can't negotiate. It's going to be this, or you don't use the company. Some people will negotiate. Get educated on financial issues. Investopedia is a good place to check on the web. Get educated. Maintain your property. Mow the grass. Do the basic repairs on the house. You have to have a roof. Make sure you got a good roof. Good drainage. Make sure that the windows are sealed so that you can maintain your warmth or your coolness. Make sure everything works. Okay, that's one of the main things. Also, live beneath your means. God, I've been talking about that for I don't know how many months. You don't have to go out and pay a lot of money on Netflix. You don't have to pay a lot of money on all the sports channels. A lot of things you can cut back on and still have a good time, but live beneath your means. And that, according to what they have here, it says mastering a frugal lifestyle means developing a mindset focused on living good lives with less. And it's easier to do than you think. In fact, before rising affluence, many wealthy individuals developed a habit of living beneath their means. And this isn't a challenge to adopt a minimal lifestyle. It simply means learning to distinguish between the things you need and the things you want, and then making small adjustments that drive big gains for your financial health. So that's living beneath your means. Get a financial advisor. Take care of your health. Take care of your health, and that's very important. I will go ahead and post this to the website, and you'll see that tonight after the show. You talk about credit cards, and what do you do with credit cards? Credit card. Oh man, they're getting expensive. One time I had a credit card that had 7% interest compared to the others at 21, and that was great. And then eventually you could get a credit card with 0% interest, and you would still have to pay it off within the 30 days, when it came due. And you would get benefits. Bank of America has unlimited cash rewards credit cards, and yeah, you can get money back. for using the card. And I get that. I have another credit card. And if I go and use Sam's Club or Wally World or whatever, I make money on that. But it's out there. Blue Cash, everyday card from American Express. Okay, fine. But guess what? I don't use it for that. I mean, I really watch what I do with the credit card. Okay? If I got to pay for medication, yeah, I do that. I can turn it in for reimbursement. But you got to watch that. You know, what about the U.S. debt? Right now, we're at $34,596,447,000,000 and climbing. That means it's $102,845 per citizen. And the debt per taxpayer is $266,950. And you're saying, where are you getting that information? USDebtClock.org. And it spells it out there. I mean, I remember a few years back, we were only like $4 trillion in debt. And now we're $34 trillion and climbing. Come on, guys. It's government spending. Tell your senators, tell your representatives, hey, don't spend my money like it's going out of style. You're giving away too much tax money that could be used for other things. All they're doing is just printing money. That's not good. There's so much going on out there financially. I've been receiving some reports to watch your money, especially when the eclipse is coming. In my area alone, the eclipse is supposed to come through Western Ohio. And they told me that, and this government people are saying, you know, stock up on food in advance. Make sure you buy water in advance. Make sure you have your medications. Make sure that you don't travel around when this happens because the roads are going to get clogged. And it's getting to the point where the city government is shutting down for that time period because they're saying 2 to 3 days before, people are going to start coming into the area and checking hotels. They're already booked. We've got people from out of the country coming here just to observe an eclipse. And one account was in Kentucky a few years back, and the eclipse went through there, and about 100,000 people suddenly appeared out of nowhere, and the grocery stores were decimated, carryouts were decimated, a whole bunch of things. Gasoline, I mean, it was like, what do you call them? Grasshoppers? No. Well, anyhow, they just descended and ate up everything. And then it takes a while to stock the shelves up again. So maybe it takes 3 weeks or 3 days or 3 months, who knows, to restock everything. An eclipse is an eclipse. Yeah, you can see it. That's fine and dandy. Whoopee. Wear protection on your eyes. Normal sunglasses aren't going to work. But be prepared for this kind of stuff. It's people are going to go nuts. I mean, anytime there's something that happened with lunar, people are going to go nuts. Okay. So I wouldn't travel around that much. Know your back roads. Okay. Make sure that your house is secure too, because you never know who's going to come in and make themselves at home when you're not around. If you know my drift. So a lot of things to prepare for an upcoming eclipse. That's going to be April 8th. And I've been told be prepared between April 4th and April 12th. Okay. I've got my food. I've got my water. I've got my medications. I bought extra gasoline to keep my tanks full. So I'm good there. And that's what you call being prepared, isn't it? And just for an event like this. Now, who knows? Maybe I-75 will not be clogged with people for that day. And maybe we won't need to have all the state patrol out there on the interstate trying to keep people behaving themselves. Maybe people won't go loony having a big party. A lot of things to consider. Just be prepared. And you know, they're saying, Stu, you talk like a broken record. Well, I'm trying to tell you something because financially, what's going to happen is, since we're on a fiat system and the BRICS nations, Brazil, India, Russia, China, South Africa, and 24 other countries are switching over to a different money system. And it's going to be based on their currency, but also gold and silver. So what's going to happen? We're going to have to do the same thing. Because paper money is not going to be good anymore. We could use it for a while, but there has to be a better way to buy things around the world. And everybody's got to play nice in the sandbox, if you know what I mean. Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I've got for this week with money and change. Next week, hopefully, it's a lot better. And as we get close to the big eclipse event, just prepare. And that's all I can really tell you is just prepare. So, you know, with that, guys, have a good week. Make sure that you check out My World on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. And then we'll be back here next Sunday with another edition of Money and Change. So you have a good week, and we will talk to you next Sunday. Bye.